Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. The homeless situation is one that does not seem to go away. One local effort is trying to make a dent in it by providing homeless men and women with a skill that can help them get back into the mainstream. It's a basic skill. It's baking bread. The program is called Bridge Bread. Joining me in studio to talk about it are Fred Dumpke, founder of Bridge Bread, and baker Daryl Pitchford. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
Fred, let me begin with you. A quick overview, if you would, of what the program's all about.
Okay. Well, Bridge Bread is basically a social enterprise. It's a Missouri nonprofit corporation. And we exist for two main purposes. The first purpose is to provide an opportunity for folks that needed a little bit of help getting started on their road to recovering and getting their lives back on a track to self-sufficiency through meaningful employment. And the second is kind of what we're doing today, which is to engage with the community and let the community know that people who've experienced homelessness are not throwaway people. They can be valuable, contributing members to our community and our society, and we want to focus on issues of poverty, homelessness, and social enterprise.
How long have you been in business, and how many people have you worked with over that time?
Well, we've gone through a couple of incarnations, starting out as a rogue enterprise with absolutely no official authorization that was operating in the kitchen at a homeless shelter, to being a program of that shelter, to being an LLC owned by that shelter to now being an independent corporation for about a year and a half. So it's about 5 years and a few months from the beginning. Our bakers have actually been remarkably stable, much more so than we thought we would. Daryl's been with us for about 5 years. Terrence, I think, is about 5 years as well. We've only had 21 or 22 bakers that have ever worked even one day for Bridge Bread over the course of all that time. Five are currently with us. We know of six that are gainfully employed elsewhere, and we know that one died, one went to prison, and the others are kind of lost to follow-up, but we've got a better than 50% success rate.
So the basic idea is to teach them a skill. Hopefully they can go out and use that skill to get a job.
Well, we do want to teach them a skill. We want to teach them a skill, but we also want them to stick with us while they get a lot of other things settled in their lives. So getting their housing situation rectified is one of the first orders of business. But there's many more challenges. When a person's forced into homelessness, they leave behind quite a trail. Overdrawn checking accounts, utility bills that are unpaid, child support payments. Quite possibly there have been, crimes of necessity, things like getting a Metrolink when you're cold, and wants and warrants, many things, and we stick with them. We don't put them through a quick training and put them on the road. And by sticking with them, something kind of magical happened that we didn't expect. The bakers have developed a wonderful culture that is sort of self-sustaining, that when a new person starts and they've come in off of the street and basically they've had all the hope beaten out of them, they meet Daryl. And Daryl is Daryl's doing pretty well. And they can relate to that and has instant credibility with them, whereas somebody like me, they would go just, you know, another do-gooder and another stupid program. And no, now it's something that's very real. And we think it's really important to have some folks that have been around for a while that can serve not only as supervisors, but as mentors to the new people.
Well, Daryl's a pretty big guy. They better do what he says. I can tell you that. Daryl, what has the program meant to you? You've been in it for 5 years now. What has it meant to you, and what do you expect to come of it?
Well, it's been life-changing, to say the least. I was in a bad place when I came to Bridge Bread. I was newly homeless, didn't really have a clue, no direction. And I always say, by the grace of God, I found Centenary Church, which is where Bridge Bread was. Upon finding them, my situation changed dramatically. Shortly thereafter, I met Fred and Sharon and got involved with the Bridge Bread program, where, like they said, I was able to learn a skill, put that with employment, and ultimately that got me housing. And they have what they call the three-legged stool approach, and I'm sure Fred will elaborate on that a little later. But there's I think that's the key to the program. is approaching you with the three-legged stool. You have to meet me where I am and help me get to where I need to be.
Yeah. Are you employed now by Bridge Bread, or do you have a job outside?
No, I work for Bridge Bread, huh?
Okay, more on the three-legged stool, Fred.
Yeah, well, it's we know that there are many wonderful people and wonderful programs out there that support people who are in desperate straits. They feed them. They shelter them when it's cold. They get them coats. We've got the coat rack going on down on Cherokee Street and things like that. And you need services that sustain you. You also need housing, because you can't really get on the path back to recovery without housing. And you need employment. And without employment, the housing is going to be unstable. I mean, there are folks who qualify for what's called permanent supportive housing because of a disability or an addiction. But for the vast majority, about 80% of people who are homeless, they are not in the categories that qualify for permanent supportive housing, and they're going to have a job. It's hard to get a job for anybody, but it's especially hard when you don't have an address and you don't have current work history and all those things. So that's really important that you have all three.
How many people do you have at any given time that you're working with?
We have six positions at the moment. One of those positions is open. We had a resignation in December. So not very many. It's not a large group, but we have a very large footprint. We have a large footprint with our customer base. We have customers at churches, which is how we got started. We sell the products through churches who essentially are doing like a bake sale. We have churches from O'Fallon, Missouri to O'Fallon, Illinois, about 60 of them. And each church is going to have a little Bridge Bread team, which are volunteers that pick up the bread and sell it, collect the money and send it in and get involved very much in the program. And our two bake shops, we have they're staffed entirely with volunteers who are also very active in the program. We have a lot of opportunities to go out into the community and talk. I mean, I'm going to be going to talk to a church out in Valley Park tomorrow night. We had a group from St. Louis University School of Social Work that brought lunch to the bakers yesterday, and things kind of go on and on.
Daryl, it sounds like it's a very productive operation. How much bread do you bake in a given day or week or month?
The numbers vary weekly. Probably on average, I'd say 300-400 loaves of bread, maybe another 300-400 cinnamon rolls. We do dinner rolls. We do brownies. We do baguettes for sandwich shops. So it's a pretty tall order.
It certainly sounds like it. And all this done by your now five people who are involved.
Right. They're doing everything by hand. I mean, we have a mixer. We have two mixers and we have two ovens, but everything's done by hand.
How would you describe the bread? Let's just talk about the bread. Is it artisan bread?
Call it artisan bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, like Fred alluded, everything's by hand. We had the two mixers, commercial mixers, but there's a level of craftsmanship and nuances that you have to know about baking that you can only get through baking and learning baking. And I'm told we're the only ones in St. Louis that are doing bread from scratch, artisan bread, if they would call it from scratch.
There may be others, but most of the bakeries that bake bread, they have machines that pretty well get it ready to bake, and then they do the final baking at a bake shop.
Right.
Are you self-sufficient? Can you sell enough bread to sustain your operation?
That's a great question, and I just finished looking at the financials for last year, so I've got those in front of me. We essentially have 76% of our income last year came from the sales of product. And 67% of our income went to pay the bakers, 88% went to pay the baker's wages and cover the cost of ingredients. So we actually had a little bit of a surplus over the cost of wages and ingredients, but not enough to cover the cost of rent, insurance, and utilities.
Where does that come from?
It comes from donations. And we've never had a fundraiser or a drive, but we do get donations. We get donations unsolicited, and some of them are significant donations.
Do you have a website? Is there some way that people can get at you who are listening to this, for instance, you might want to help?
Yes, certainly. You can go to bridgebread.org. We're actually really active on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/bridgebread. you know, we do a little bit with Twitter and Instagram and such too.
Sure. Well, we'll put all of this information on our website. But I have to ask this, and I don't mean to sound like I'm demeaning what you're doing, but you've got five or six bakers and providing product to churches and what have you. But is the skill of learning how to bake bread sufficient to get someone out of the position of being homeless and get them into the home that you're talking about and get them independent?
Another really good question. I guess that's what you do, isn't it? Yeah. You ask good questions. The way that we bake bread, because it's so artisan and because it is by hand, there really aren't very many opportunities to do that. If you did, it would be more likely that you'd be doing it for a fine restaurant that wants to do some of their own home-baked goods. So the skills that they're learning are more generic job skills, you know, how to work in a commercial kitchen, how to deal with time clocks, how to deal with inventory and ordering supplies and things like that. Many of the bakers that went on to other jobs did end up in the food service industry, but not as artisan bakers.
Okay, but the skills they learned working together and doing all the things you've just mentioned.
I think it's really important to understand that the experience of homelessness is really traumatic. And that people they struggle with their own self-image. And the experience of baking is just a wonderful experience when you come in the morning and there's a sack of flour and a tub of butter, and at the end of the day there's cinnamon rolls that your staff right now, since we brought in a bag of them, is fighting over out there in the office here. It gives a great sense of accomplishment that lets people know that they can do something really good.
Where do you expect this to take you, Darryl? Are you just happy where you are and going to stay there?
Well, I'm happy. I'm going to be here as long as I can. You know, I'm an older gentleman now, so I'm not looking to move too far away, and I love what I'm doing. And another thing I want to point out, we have tremendous support. We have tremendous supporters who support us in everything we do, things we aspire to do, things we're trying to do. There's always somebody willing to roll their sleeves up and get in there with you to help you do it. And I think that's key.
We do have a couple of the bakers that have expressed significant interest, and one has made significant strides towards becoming entrepreneurs themselves. And I think that the idea of job creation, as opposed to simply getting a job in order to earn wages working for somebody else, is something that they really have become aware of as a real opportunity to expand opportunities.
We've only got a few seconds left. Any plans to expand? Can you expand? Is there an opportunity for that?
In 2016, we opened the bake shop in St. Charles. Mm-hmm. In 2017, we hope to start implementing a mobile sales strategy where we're hoping to buy what I guess I would call a bread truck, and we're going to drive up in front of big businesses and offer our bread for sale to their employees.
So you are planning to expand.
I am.
More information for people who would like to get involved available on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Fred Domke, congratulations on what you're doing. It sounds like a great project. Darryl Pritchard, it's great to see you. And
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and I hope it works out just the way you're hoping it will.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great project.
Thank you.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.